Okay, we're on Lamed Hay on the base at the top. So it says there was a magefa when they didn't treat the Aron respectively. 70 and 50,000. So what does it mean? If it was 70 or 50,000. It was only 70 people. And each one was quality-wise worth 50,000 people. There were 50,000 taka that were killed. And each one was as choshev as 70 members of the Sanhedrin. Hayihi, what's Rashi? No Rashi. Vayehi kitzadu nosei oron Hashem shisha tzadim vayizbach shor umari. It says they took 6 steps and they were makriv a shor and a mari. Uksiv shiva parim v'shiva elim. It says they were makriv 7 parim and 7 elim. So which was it, 1 or 7? Amra papa bar Shmuel al kol psio psio shor mari. Every step they took, they made another korban, 2 korban, a shor and mari.
What's Marie?
Marie is also an aisle. Yeah? Right. Alim, right, an aisle. I'll call Sheish Vishesh Psios, Shiva Parim. Mela, 6 steps. They took one before they took the first step, or one at the end of the 7th step, and 6 others, so they all together was 7. Mar says, Omer Le Rav Chizde, in Kei Milesis, Kol Eretz Yisrael, Bomos. Every step they took, they made another mizbeach, another bama. So what's it called? You're filling up Eretz Yisrael with bamos. Elam Rav Chizda al kol sheish v'sheish psio shorim mari al kol shishas dorim shol sheish psio shiva parim v'shiva elim. What they did is every 6 steps they made a korban, and then every group of 6 times 6 they had altogether 7 parim and 7 elim. Kosav kidon uksiv nochon. Right, in Shmuel it says Kidon, and in Divrei Hayomim it says Nochum. Right, Om Rabbi Yochanan B'tchila Kidon U'Lesof Nochum. See, Rashi explains what it is. Uksiv Shiva Parim V'Shiva Elim B'Divrei Hayomim. In Divrei Hayomim it says 7, and in Shmuel it says 1 each time. V'Hachi Reishe Dekra V'Yihi Ba'azor Elohim Esalavim Nosei Aron Bris Hashem V'Yizbechu Shiva Parim V'Shiva Elim. Milesa kol Eretz Yisrael bamos mizbechos. Dial kol psio mizbeach. Every time they took a step, they had to make another mizbeach for these korbanos. Ksiv kidon b'divrei hayomim. Ksiv ayavo ad goren kidon. Vayishlach Uza. That the mice of Uza happened in goren kidon. Uvishmuel ksiv goren nochon. B'tchila k'shebo aron sham nasa lohem k'kidon. Ahoreg shaharag Uza. Kidon is like a spear. So in the beginning, the place was like a spear because Uza got killed. After it stayed there in the house, Beis Oved Edom, right? Nasa Nochon, Shehechin is Beiso. Vayivorech Hashem is Oved Edom. After that, it settled down and became established. Ishtel shall Oved Edom. What happened? What bracha did he get? Ishtel shall Oved Edom. Ushmona Kaloseho Yoldu Shisha Shisha Bekeres Echad. In those 6 months, his wife and his 8 daughters-in-law, each one gave birth to 6 tuplets. V'haynu v'chsi po'alti hashmini ki borchu elokim. Uksiv achar kach shishim ushnayim la'oved edom. 62. V'shamati b'shem Reb Menachem b'Reb Chelbo gorin nochen, who gorin aron ayivusi. That this gorin nochen refers to the to Yerushalayim, to Gorin Arona, where the Aravna, where the Beis Hamikdash was built. Din Cain, who Hachi Garcina, Bitchila Nochum, Ula Vesof Kidon, Al Shem Hamizbeah Shitchilaso Boni Vesof Ochorit. It's a hint to Yerushalayim that originally would be established and then destroyed. So then the gear says the opposite. First it was Nochum, and then it was Kidon. The kido noshin shever v'churbenu k'mo yiru einenu kido. Okay. Nimtzei sato omer shlosha mini avonim hayu. It comes out there were three different sets of 12 avonim. Echot shehekim Moshe be'eretz Moav. One that Moshe already set up in Eretz Moav. Shenamar be'ever hayardim be'eretz Moav hol Moshe be'er. Ulahalenu omer v'chosaf d'aleim is called divrei Torah hazoz be'er heitev. Ba'ashe be'er be'er. Just like later on, there were supposed to be stones written, the entire Torah on it, in 70 languages. Moshe Rabbeinu also did that before he died, in Arvas Moav. So that was the first stones were in Moshe's time. The second stones, the Echot Shehekim Yoshua B'soch HaYarden. The second ones are the ones that were left in the Yarden and protruded above the water as a Zecher to the, what's it called, to the fact that they crossed the Yarden. Shenamar U'shtemes Re'avonim Hekim Yoshua B'soch HaYarden. The Echot Shehekim B'Gilgal. The last set was the way it took out of the Yarden and they brought them to Gilgal. Shenamar V'eshtemes Re'avonim Ha'ela Shirlochu. So there were three sets of 12 stones in different places. Rashi. Nimtzei, Sefer de Braisa Doelu. Now we're continuing the Braisa we started before. Elamishum, the Tonabov, Al Dovarza, Nenesh Uza, Ifsike Becholhani. So we said the whole mice of Uza now went off on a tangent. Shehembit Moshe Bever Ayardin Barvas Moev. The Tana de Braisa ki koi be'eretz Kanan, kori aver hamizrach aver hayarden. Right, when you cross over the Yarden, then the east side is called aver hayarden. When you're on the east side, the west side is called aver hayarden. Right, the west bank or the east bank of the Yarden. The ki koi ba'arvas Moav o b'shar hamasos kori eretz Kanan aver hayarden. For who aver hamarodi? So sometimes Aver HaYarden is the east side, sometimes it's the west side, depends where you're standing. But Gilgal, La'achar Shabonu Mehen HaMizbeah, Bahar Evo, Kiplum, Ve'evium LeGilgal, VeKavom Shon. The stones that they, built the Mizbeah from on Har Evo, those stones they took apart and they eventually put them in Gilgal. Okay. Torah Rabbanon, Ketzad Kosvi Yisrael Zatorah. How did they write the Torah on these stones? And we said there's a different machlokas what exactly they wrote. Some say they wrote the entire Torah of Yeshivin Lashonos, which was a Neis Kolui. Some said that they wrote a list of mitzvahs, the what's it called, like a Sefer HaMitzvahs on the stones. And some say they didn't write all the entire Torah in 70 Lashonos, but wherever there was a word that would be understood better in another lashon, then they wrote that lashon also. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Agave Avonim Kasluah Shenema. They wrote it on the stones themselves. They etched it in. They engraved it in the stones. Shenema v'chosafto alho Avonim is called Divrei Torah Zos. The Yachar Kach Sodu Olsom Besid, and then they plastered them over because the Torah says the Saditum Olsom Besid. Omer Rabbi Shimon L'dvarecho Heich Lomdu Umos Shaloso Hazman Torah. The purpose was that the goyim should come and learn from that. If it was plastered over, how did they see it? Amar lo bina yaseira nasim ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them bina, that there's something under this plaster. The shigru notarin shalem, they sent their sofrim, notary. The kilfu es hasid, the hisi'uha, right, and they copied it. The aldover zen nechtam gzardinam leber shachas. Shehoya lem lilma v'lo londu. They should have learned from this, and they didn't. Lamaisa, what's it called? So why did they have to do it like that? It could be that in order to learn Torah, you have to put in some Hamel V'Yegia. If it's just there right away for you to see, it wasn't going to help. So first they had to, Yagati Umatsasi. First they had to undo the Sid, and then uncover the letters themselves. Once they put in the effort, then it would make a difference. But it didn't anyway. They didn't learn anyway.
But that was just
what?
But that was just Torah
Shebichsav. Right. That's all they were given. That's only a goy is only allowed to learn Torah Shebichsav. Can't learn Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav wasn't given to them. Okay. Begilgo, Racher Shabonu Mehem Amizbeah Bahar Eval, Kiplum Vevium LeGilgo VeKavom Shom. Ketzad Kosvu Al HaMizbeach Bahar Eval. How did they write the Torah on the Avonim of the Mizbeach of Har Eval, which eventually was in Gilgo? Heich Lomdu Umus HaOlam. Ha'atikos, Torah. The old nations that were there were supposed to learn the Torah from here. right? And whatever was nogeya to them, they would take. The whole purpose they wrote in Shivim Lashon was that the goyim should come to learn it. Right? That they shouldn't have a taina later on that where we supposed to learn the Torah from. Right? The taina is the Rosh Hashanah didn't force us. He didn't, what's it called? We weren't the ones given the Torah. No Torin Shalahem, Sofrim Shalahem. They're Sofrim. The Haim Korin also, no Tirin. A notary. The Siuha, they're Tikua, and they copied it. Kolomar Natlua Misham Al Yedei HaTaka. They took it from there by copying it what was on the stones. Okay. Rav Shimon Omer Al Gabi Sid Kosvua. No, they didn't write it on the, they didn't engrave it in the stones. First they put Sid, and they wrote it in the plaster. The kostel lehem lamata lemana shelo yilamdu eschem lasu kechol agoyim. Right, and underneath where they on the bottom of the daf, the bottom of that face where they wrote the Torah. So they wrote that lemana shelo yilamdu eschem lasu kechol. Okay, holamata shimhayu chosim b'tshuva hayu makablen osam. That even the Knanim, had they been chosen b'tshuva, they would have mekabel them, right? If they would have been megayer, or at least become geirei toshav, right? Mekabel shev and misrei noach, they would have mekabel the Knanim also. Omrav Rava bar Shila, my time with Rav Shimon, d'chsiv ahoyu amim masreifos, sid, al iske sid, right? They were set, they were punished to be burnt, because of what happened with the Sid. In other words, they didn't learn the Torah and accept it. Rabbi Yehuda ki Sid, ma Sid ein lo takona el sreifa, af osin akusim ein lohem takona el sreifa. Kusim over here means really the Knanim. They have no takona. They only can be destroyed. Kaman oz lo hodetanya v'shavisa shivya lo rabos Knanim shibachutz loretz. Right? The Shavisa Shivya was talking on a milchama that you have outside of Eretz Yisrael, but sometimes the Canaanim ran away from Eretz Yisrael and they settled other places. So how do you know that if you captured a Goya who was a Canaanite outside of Eretz Yisrael, you could leave her alive? Shim Chosim B'tshuva Mekablen Osam. Who's that? Who holds like that? Rav Shimon. Kiman K'Rav Shimon. Because Rav Yehuda holds that even a Canaanite outside of Eretz Yisrael, you had a Losachaya Kol Neshama. Right? Not only the ones inside Eretz Yisrael. Everybody holds the ones inside Eretz Yisrael says Losachaya Neshama. And this Shavisa Shivya is only Kiseitzin in Muhammad, the Muhammad Sarashus. So even Rav Shimon holds that the Knanim Shibasochan, you couldn't take captives. But the Knanim outside of Eretz Israel, Rav Shimon holds you could take captives, right? And if they were Chozer B'tshuva, just like this woman was going to be forced to convert, you could accept them. And if not, what's it called? Then you had to kill them also. Rashi. The kosmu mamata besof hadaf lemana asher lo yilamdu eschem ve'el minei ksiv ki hachrim tachrimen. Says you have to destroy the Knanim. The dover zeh kosmu lemata lehodiyah v'shiva omos hayoshim chutz migvula Yisrael. Right, any of the shivim umos who lived outside of the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael shalom nitztavu lachrimon, because anybody in the gvulos had to be destroyed. Right, because they were not allowed to stay there. If they wanted to leave before Yoshua crossed the Yarden, the Girgashi left. They went to Africa. And the Panavisharov said they went to Cape Town. He said, what's it called? Ela Osen Shibasoch Gvulam Nitztavul Mahachrim, Kedei Shalo Yalamdu Osa Maaseyam Mekukolim. The ones in Eretz Yisrael had to be destroyed, that we shouldn't learn from them. They shouldn't be around. We shouldn't be in their environment. Aval Osa Mayoshim Chutza, the ones who lived outside of Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't bother us. Right, you didn't have to destroy them if they were chosim b'tshuva. Im atem chosim hey osam chosim b'tshuva nekabel eschem. That's what they wrote on the bottom of the daf, that they should know. You'll learn the Torah and you'll be impressed and you'll be mekabel sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, or you want to be magai or fight. Or shebesocha ein mekablin shemachmas yira osin. Because the ones who still lived in Eretz Yisrael, even if they were chosim b'tshuva and the mekabel sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, they did it because of fear that they shouldn't be destroyed. The ones who were outside of Eretz Israel didn't think that Jews are going to come to destroy them. So they did it. They did it, willingly. But these did it out of fear, so it wasn't really, they didn't do it really Shem Shemayim. V'hochi garsina lo behedya b'tosefta. Imatim chozrim bochem a'onu mekabim esem. The ones that leave Eretz Yisrael and do tshuva will leave you alone. My time with Rav Shimon, the Omar al gabe sid kosvua, al iske sid, shatora nichtavu alav, v'hoysa megulu lefneim v'lo lamdua. Right? They could have learned it was open to them, and they didn't. Elisrei for Gehenim. So therefore they get Gehenim. She calls man she'ein misgairin. The heim kruyim amim ein chelkom elam esreifos hasid. Right? They, because of the sid, they're going to end up getting Gehenim because they could have learned, they didn't. Hochi garsiv eshavisa shivyal rabos kenanim shebechutz loritz. Dikra bechutz loritz. See, the pasuk's talking about a war outside of the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. Kiseitzin muchama. Kiseitzin muchama me'eretz lechutz loritz. V'hochi tanya b'sifri. Kiseitzin l'milchama m'lchemes harashus ha'kosher. It's not talking about m'lchemes mitzvah of killing out the seven nations, but a m'lchama outside the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, which is m'lchemes rashus. D'chitzeitzin mashma k'shetal al da'it cholotzis. When you want to do it. Not you have to do it. The Shavisa Shivyo, the Rabbos, Kananim Shemesocha, right? Kananim Shemechutzala, right? The, that comes to include the Kananim who live there outside of Eretz Yisrael. Boa Kosev Lahatar, Kananim Shemechutzala, Eretz, Lekayim Mehem Yifas Toar, Shelo Yu Bechlalo Sechaya Kol Neshoma, the Hai Veshavisa Kroy Yiseirahu. Tosa says, Lechara, maybe it's a special Gzeres HaKlasu, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that normally you have to kill them, but you can take an Eishas Yifas Tor, because lo tibratola can enter Yitzhahara. He says, no, that would be the case, and even in Eretz Yisrael, you should be able to take a Shevi, out of Keneged Yitzhahara. You see, in Eretz Yisrael, where you have to destroy them not, so if you hold it from Yehuda, you have to destroy them outside, there's no heter for Eishas Yifas Tor either. Okay, Kaman, Kerub Shimon. The Omar, Shekosav lahem sheyachzur b'tshuva v'yikablum. Alma lohoyu ha'omdim chutz l'gvulin b'chlal lo sechaya kol neshama. Mele, you could take captive. Avol Rabbi Yehuda kulon b'chlal lo sechaya. Both those in Eretz Yisrael and the ones that escape. So mele, there was no way of taking any captives. You had to kill them.